In the gospel reading today, our Lord says to us that we are the light of the world. Ever stop to really think about that? The example that he uses is someone who lights a lamp and doesn't put it under a bushel, but rather puts it on a candlestick where it's going to shine for everyone in the house to see. Now, keeping in mind, of course, at that time a house was one room, so it would light up the whole place. But he didn't say that you are the light of your household. He didn't say even that you're the light of your neighborhood or of your town or of your city or state. You are the light of the world. This is not a small task that the Lord is placing upon our shoulders. And in fact, he then makes it very clear that our light has to shine so brightly that when people see our good works, they will give glory to our Heavenly Father. So again, it's a point then that all of us can look at within ourselves. When people see me, when they see what I do, when they hear what I say, are they giving glory to God? That's quite a challenge. That's allowing the light to be able to shine. And that's what our Lord is looking for from each one of us. It's a whole lot easier to bury it. It's a lot easier to just put it under a bushel someplace and say, you know what, it's a pain to go out there in the darkness and be bright because everybody sees it and some people don't like it. And all you have to do is think about when you turn on the light in the morning. You don't like it. It's dark in the place and you turn the light on and it hurts. Your eyes don't like the light because they're used to the darkness. Well, people who live in darkness don't like the light. And yet at the same time, we're naturally drawn to the light. And so they're going to have this interior struggle. On one hand, they want to rejoice in the light, and at the other side, they want to shut it down. They want to turn it off. They want to cover it up. But that's one thing if they want to cover it up. It's another if we want to cover it up. That's exactly what our Lord is getting at. It's not an option for us to cover it up. We have to allow the light to shine. We have to live the faith. And again, we have to be very careful here because everybody's got a different personality. Everyone has a different vocation to which God is calling them. And so, obviously, the way you're going to be doing things is dependent on your state in life and your personality that God gave you. So there are some people who are just naturally gregarious, and they're going to be out there doing all these things, and lots of people notice them. There are other people who are much more quiet and shy and withdrawn. It's not that you have to be going out doing all kinds of things then, but it's a matter of the charity that you have toward the people that you encounter. There are some people who have a very missionary kind of spirit. A couple of priests that I know, literally, they can go into a restaurant and they can walk up to people and talk to them and ask them if they've got a scapular on. If I did that, they would punch me. I don't have that personality, and people don't tolerate it. But these people, the way that they do it, they've got the personality, they've got the ability to do it. I don't know how they do that. People don't even like when I preach from the pulpit. These guys just go out into a restaurant and do it. So you have to be able to use your own personality, your own situation in life. Don't compare it to anybody else. Don't look at it and say, but look at what this person's doing. I should be doing all those things. Not necessarily. What's God asking of you? At the very least, again, it is the charity toward the people we encounter. We can all do that. We can all, at the very least, do something that people don't do in America anymore. Smile and say hello. Imagine that. That used to just be commonplace. Now people look at the ground. They don't even want to look you in the eye. They don't want to acknowledge that you exist. So we can at least do that. Don't give in to the social mores in those ways, but rather rise above them. Be that example. Be that light in the world. It may be that you're the only person who's going to be kind to that person all day. And what a difference that can make. So even just to smile and say hello can be huge for somebody. So it doesn't have to be great big things. It doesn't have to be extraordinary things. It's just a matter of living the faith, bringing Christ into the world by our example. That's something every last one of us is capable of. Again, use the personality God gave you. Use the state in life that God has given you. That's fine. If you're the type that can walk up to somebody and just start talking about things, do it. If you're not, don't try to force something that's not natural. But don't hide what God has given you either. Let your light shine so that people will see your charity. And in so doing, they will give glory to our Heavenly Father.